Welcome to the Boardroom, where we openly lie to each other for our entertainment. We'll each present an obscure topic, but the twist is, they could be real or fake. It's our job, and yours, to figure out who's full of shit. All information should be taken with a grain of salt, because even the facts are probably wrong.
So what are you guys doing while old girl is out of town?
Girlfriend of the pod is in Italia. For work. And wife of the pod has
a post-work happy hour, everyone's favorite activity.
So Kyle and I have just decided to continue being together all day, and just we're gonna have a little boys' night.
We're gonna turn this 9 to 5 into a 5 to 9.
You guys gonna like?
Oh, I'm not staying until 9.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't want you.
You're like, I'm gonna go home after this.
You're done
this
like after this.
Yeah, right. We're gonna try to get this done by 6:30, yeah. Folks. It's 6:12 right now.
We were debating watching Strays. Are we just not gonna do?
I don't know. Let's see. Let's see if it's streaming.
It is streaming,
anywhere.
And I have
considered it.
Yeah, I think it's on Hulu.
I don't want to see
it. Either.
Maybe we should save it for when the three of us are all together.
I think that makes more sense.
I'm into that.
Because that's the only way it would be tolerable to watch Strays.
I want to be a little fudged up and watch it with my boys. We're doing a double feature tomorrow with Scary Movies. We're doing Immaculate. The devil one, whatever
Night
that is.
Night Swim
fucking
oh.
ripped. No, the...
I'm excited. I'm excited to see.
Is it the devil?
Late night with the devil.
That shit looks insanely good.
I've heard middling things, but like it sounds and the trailer is fucking.
It's cool as shit.
So, and I also really like that actor.
I do too. I feel like he's always just like supporting in what Nolan.
Yeah,
movies?
He plays. Yeah, and Denis Villeneuve movie. He just is like a little freak boy. Kyle, you've definitely seen him. He usually plays like. The little
bug-eyed
like,
weird fucker,
yeah, fucking like all cracked out or whatever. He was a former heroin addict.
Wow, just like Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they're kind of equal parts.
Yeah, right. Kirby barking.
Bork.
Well, that sounds fun, Jordan.
Yeah, fun.
You and the fiance.
Me and the fiance and Jake. So
nice.
Just hanging.
Your other
we'll be
fiance.
Dutch ruddering ourselves that night.
That's what Bree. Calls Kyle as my other girlfriend. I'll say something. I'll say something to you, and I'm like, "Oh, I've said this to you before." And she goes, "No." And I'm like, "Did I tell Kyle?" And she's like, "Probably. He's your other girlfriend."
That's funny. I have a lot of times where I'll say something to Emmy, and she won't think it's funny, and I'll be like, "Wyatt would have laughed.
It would have killed."
And she's
with
like,
Wyatt.
"Oh, there's the bar."
Yeah. We're back on our list.
Uh-huh. Wait, why do we announce it every time?
They know. They listen. They know.
That's definitely a question to be asking at 116 episodes.
But here's the thing. You're assuming that the 18 or so people are listening to each and every episode. I think a lot of our people, they come in, they sort of are transient, and they sort of come and go. And they're like, oh, 116 is out? Wow. What's this one? And they go, oh, it's a list.
If that's the case... I would encourage you to listen to all the episodes. It makes me feel
they're very
good.
Funny.
There's a lot of through lines and running jokes and lore.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's basically we're what are those? We're episodic, but you can find the through line there, and it's really magical if you do
right.
It.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do you remember when we, Jordan? Do you remember when we used to do this every week?
Yeah,
and also we would double up some. We would also do two. Narratives and then a list.
And
why did we do that?
Draw from the sack.
Oh, we would do two.
I never did two narratives and a list.
I mean, we would do two narrative episodes back to back, and then
I feel
a list
like
episode.
In our minds it was like, oh, we can't give ourselves the fun one over and over again. And it's like, why?
Right.
No one listens to this show.
we can literally just do lists.
But the narratives have been fun lately.
I think the only constructive criticism we ever got was literally after the first episode. Someone's like, I can't really tell where one thing ends and one thing begins, so we added the stingers.
Yeah.
It's been 114 episodes later.
Yeah.
And
we stick by
we
it.
Are, and we haven't changed a thing.
The other constructive criticism, which is not very constructive because I can't do anything about it, is we all have similar sounding voices.
I think the only thing yeah. is if like every other podcast ever, they all introduce themselves and we don't do that ever.
Well, the thing is we say each other's names pretty frequently.
Yeah. I'm Kyle.
We kind of always have. I'm Kyle.
Shit.
God damn it.
So I think we
now
I should have just I should have been like I'm Harry Baymiller. Just like
that would have been fun. Just some like random
shout out to forever. Episode 11, yep. Las Vegas.
Nice. No, not 11. 20.
All right.
Yeah, that was cool.
John Lennon's The Pepperoni on Top or something like that.
This is insane. That you know that.
Yeah. I remember those early ones very, very well.
Yeah.
I feel like my microphone, folks, if my microphone sounds strange, I'm on a very different one. Jordan, I'm on the weird bent one.
Oh, cool.
The Wienor mic.
Remember this one?
It's a Tom mic because I've been moving my stuff between. Big shout out to Guilty Dog Studios. It's open. It's up. It's open for business.
We're out here.
It's recording. All the stuff works. The effects work now. That was a learning curve.
I'm sure everyone cares about that.
But you will when your drums go from sounding like boom to like boom.
That sounded the exact same to me, which is funny.
Yeah, I'm gonna use editing to just yeah. bring it back to
just
the original.
Just do the same
one.
Shit.
Goes from boom to. Boom.
No, I'm going to do the big boom first and then
the yeah, like, and that's how fucking good I am at this shit.
Yeah. Hey, oh. We're recording on Thursday. We'll save it for plugs. Not really. Nothing to plug yet.
No, no, we'll save it for plugs.
But yeah, it's we're fucking it's we have a working functioning studio that we still don't record a podcast out of.
Yeah, you know.
What are you going to do?
It's not by where you all
if
work.
If we made
or
money, we would.
You know what they say? That's true. Life gets in the way.
So true.
Life's what happens when you're too busy making plans.
That's so true, dude.
So we got a list.
Yeah, so what do we got today?
A list.
I have a new IP I'm
too.
Entering into the TBR PCCU. Mm-hmm. Mine is Real Subreddit or Feel Dumb Yet? And uh-huh. you guys are going to have to tell me. I was debating whether or not I'd have you guys try to guess what it was, like what the subreddit was, but I think I'm going to read the description and then just have you guess whether or not it's a real subreddit.
r/
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It's just going to be r/ blank, like bleep, and we're just going to be laughing. So, folks, you figure it out. I can't have in an episode.
No, you should
like,
probably,
you can't
I'll write that
do
down.
That.
9:30. Well, I'll be going second, so I'm doing Drake Motto or State Motto 2.0, and if you're new to that, we'll get to it.
Wonderful. I'm doing Celebrity Spokesman or That's Just Gross, Man.
That's good.
And it's pretty pretty self-explanatory.
I still don't know what it is, but I'm excited to find out.
We'll get there.
Can't wait. Mm-hmm. So do I get to go first?
You can go first.
Can.
All right. Welcome. I have a preamble. Hang on.
Oh, boy. Sick.
It's short one, though. Ah, Reddit. The front page of the internet. Jordan's favorite social media that he definitely understands very well and enjoys using. Reddit is the best visualization of the democratization of information on the internet. Yo, bars. Proving unequivocally that there is truly a lid for every pot, basically any niche interest, hobby, or query that has ever crossed that pretty little mind of yours has likely already been queried, organized, and memed to death by new, unoriginal people signing up for Reddit each and every day. These lovely communities are known as subreddits or subs. And there are literally millions of them. Over 3 million of them, actually. And today, we're going to go to the next layer of Reddit, past the r/aw with 3 W's, that's important, and the r/gaming subreddits, to the weird, the surreal, and the downright quirky.
Wow. Yeah, I don't understand Reddit at all. I don't know how it works. I don't like how it looks. I don't get it
yeah,
at all.
I think its design is atrocious.
Yeah, it's dog shit. It's whenever you guys know how to work it because you did audio engineering, but whenever like the actual hardware where you move fucking cables around for patching
like
shit in,
switchboard patching,
that's
shit,
what it
yeah.
looks like to me when I open Reddit.
That's
sure.
really funny. Fuck.
I get that. It looks like early internet in like
a bad fucking way.
I not
like we
it's not the most user friendly.
We evolved past that.
Yeah.
It just had its IPO though. It's trading at about $60 a share right now.
Woo.
So today we're just gonna tell you guys the name of a subreddit with the patented r/ insert group name here. Which, if you're using the slash key and you're not like making a point and then like this or that, why are we using? It's like, thank God it's not a backslash. Don't even get me started. The amount of times I've had to help people in like the tech support shit, and I'd be like, just do backslash, and they're like, boom, shut down. Yeah. Like, where the fuck is the backslash?
The other one,
Jordan's
pal.
Looking down at his. At his keyboard.
I did definitely just look at my keyboard because
I could see your eyes just like, down. Like, fuck.
Oh, there it is. Okay, cool.
It's yeah. The one above enter.
Yeah, no, I get it now. All right. When's the last time you pushed backslash on your fucking keyboard on purpose?
When I was making a playlist in Pro Tools.
That's cool. Everyone, in case you didn't hear their cool little clap, they high-fived.
I don't do that, but I guess if that's the case, then probably college.
Fair enough. All right, so let's just dive right in here. If we're wrapping up at 6:30, we got a haul. it's 6:24. Right?
Yeah.
Number one, r/ tombstoning. This is dedicated to the times where a newspaper headline combined with the feature picture on the side gives the news a more interesting interpretation.
So we're saying, is this
That's
real
so
or
stupid.
Fake?
Yes.
Real, I think.
I'm going to say fake.
That's real. Yeah, I literally had to look up what tombstoning was. And it's like it'll,
I still don't know that
it'll
I
be like
it.
The headline on the newspaper would be like, crazy man kills three. And then it's like a picture of Bradley Cooper in the side. That's a completely unrelated story, but it looks like it's part
like
of that same.
Because
they're
see,
the two
I
biggest
see.
Things on
funny.
The page. And there's a whole
Why
subreddit.
Why is it called tombstone?
I don't know, man.
Also, eat my shorts, Wyatt. You're going down. You're so fucking far behind, dude.
Yeah, you're really pulling away with this one.
He said, eat my shorts. Number two.
Jordan just barded me.
He just barded all over the place. Number two, r/ tool, where the zero, the O's are zeros.
Who are
and
you
this is,
to wave your finger? Do you have 8 more minutes? Because I can go in.
This is a sub to. This is a sub devoted to the fans of the prog rock band Tool, photoshopping their favorite band members to be testing out new power tools from the Home Depot.
That's fucking sick, and I think it's fake.
I'm going to say real.
That is sick and fake.
Hell yeah, dude. So I get 2
Jordan
points?
Gets 2 points.
Yeah. If you think what I said was funny and cool.
If you say, good job,
point.
Kyle, or you're handsome, Kyle, you get extra points.
We're going to be like, that wasn't funny and real. And you're like, yeah, but. 2 points.
Number three, r/ children falling over. Exactly what it sounds like.
I think it has to be real, but it's Jordan babe.
I was going
to
say, I'm going to say fake.
Yeah, and it's funny.
You said real. It is real, and I mean, when is kids falling over?
2 points.
Bullshit.
We're not doing this,
no,
you guys. People
know,
at home,
I'm
don't
kidding.
Count that. What if there was like one person
we
that
have,
like,
my pen
along,
doesn't have any riser.
TBRPC.wikia.
Or our r/ the boardroom podcast.
Dude, it's probably there. They talk about how smart and hot we are.
Yeah, they talk
podcast.
About the other boardroom show.
Yeah. Number four, r/ buildings falling over.
Fuck yeah.
For those of us that don't find children fascinating, this sub is all the epic footage of demolitions, controlled or otherwise.
That sounds sick. Real.
Who finds children fascinating?
Yeah, Kyle. Fucking who?
Question.
Did you guys watch Quiet on
I
Set?
I don't.
Dark.
Yeah, I did.
I
real dark. So
dark. What did you...
We both said real.
Oh, it's fake.
Ah.
That sucks.
Next one. I don't have these numbered, and I'm losing the count. Next one. r/ hot dog costume. an apparently serious subreddit where people post the photos of themselves being totally crazy and showing up to functions in a hot dog costume. Random.
Fuck you, dude.
Fake.
Fake.
It's fake.
Okay, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Random.
Shouts out to I think you should leave.
Next one. r/ menu typos. Again, exactly what it sounds like.
Real.
I am so good at finding menu typos. My eyes are drawn to them real.
I found a typo in the book I was reading this morning.
One fish, two fish.
What did you say?
Yeah. I said real.
They said T-O-O fish. It's fake.
It's fake? Yeah. Damn.
It was actually really difficult to make up fake ones. Because I would think about, you can't park here. Oh, that's already a subreddit. Or, blue drinks. Oh, that's already a subreddit. Everything is there
blue
already.
Blue drinks.
I don't know. It was just really, I was doing the look around the room thing. Yeah, and it was just, really hard to. And it's how do they get access subreddit to my webcam?
I'm also very good. This is not worth going back to. I'm very good at finding double spaces in things when there shouldn't be.
Dude, you're in the wrong career. You could totally make some money off that. You got to make some money off that.
I really want
to. It's too good.
Jordan, what are you drinking? What drink were you making?
Bourbon. I gave up. I thought I was going to, but then you guys were all talking, and I was like, glug, glug.
Next
make
one.
Yourself a bourbon old fashioned.
That's what I was planning on doing, bro. But instead, we can just keep interrupting Kyle.
You got some orange bitters in that piece?
I have orange bitters, not in said piece.
No, I know, but I mean
in my home. Yeah.
Hey. in my home. My
next one. r/ kids are fucking stupid.
I like that.
Also, exactly what it sounds like, and accompanied by sister subs of r/ kids are fucking evil, kids are fucking smart, wholesome, and weird.
Real. Real to all of those, so I get a point for any one of them that's real.
Yeah, real.
It's real.
Okay.
I saw there was some
kids
YouTuber I like that did a read through Reddit and react to the post because that's what content is now, and I'm the one watching it. But he's he reads the title and he goes, "This one's called r/ kids are fucking stupid." Seems a little harsh.
No, dude. Funny.
Shouts out to Cody Co. Next one. r/ life of Norman. No, Jordan, not life in Norman.
The fucking Oklahoma lore that no one else gets at all.
There are three people, and maybe Matt, if he listens.
Somebody
to the
just
show
called their
still,
wife
and,
at OU, and they're like, "He said fucking Norman on a podcast."
Woo! Paige would get that.
Yeah, but she'd have to listen to the show.
Yeah, okay, you're touché. Right. Three people. r/ life of Norman is a whole subreddit full of short stories just about a very underwhelming man, Norman.
Real.
Fake.
That's real.
God damn.
That's stupid.
Life of Norman.
That's stupid.
But Kyle, that's stupid.
I'm sorry, you guys. Next one. r/ real bees fake top hats. People editing top hats onto pictures of real bees.
Okay, I like that.
Real. Real. I think that this should be a thing,
that.
Kyle.
That's the downright quirky.
We could get extra points if you just say it, and we have to guess what the fuck that means.
Well, I was going to do it that way, but then it was you want to just do that through
to the
end?
We don't have to, because if you're saying it's too self-explanatory, then that's lame.
Well, that's the thing, is some of them are kids falling down. I mean, how much room is there?
It could be a drug. I don't know.
Their interpretation. Two answers. Okay, next one. r/ Excel speedrun. That's right. People are somehow speedrunning your favorite spreadsheet program that makes up 87% of the U.S. job market.
I was about to ask if that's real.
is that real?
Real.
Real.
So, Excel speedruns are real. r/ Excel speedruns is
that's
fake.
Not a thing at
they
all.
They haven't
trick
subreddited
question,
yet.
Kyle.
That's fucking absurd.
We're allowed one trick question per list. That's in the bylaws.
Yeah. You're familiar
you
with those.
Spelled B-I. Fuck both of you. Next one. We're almost at the end. What's the score?
Fucking 5-5.
Oh, okay. All knotted up.
Yes, sir.
Next one. r/ Grandpa Joe hate.
That's got to be real, dude.
That bedridden freeloader can all of a sudden get up and dance the choreographed number when a chocolate factory tour is on the table. Not on my watch.
I feel like you have like select curmudgeon takes that, like, whenever I hear some shit like that, it's like, did I see that or did Kyle say that?
Yeah, I'm like, yo, fuck Grandpa I'm like, Joe from Willy
Don't
Wonka.
Don't mind him. That's Kyle.
Yeah, you introduced me to your friends. If he starts talking about Grandpa Joe, just walk away.
Real.
Fake.
That's real.
Yeah. What's the score?
6-5.
Apparently 6-5.
Ooh. Like my height.
Look at the framing right now. You look like you're 4 feet tall.
Shut the fuck up. Check the Instagram.
Sorry, I can't get on screen.
We're both
too fucking tall.
Next one. / organize your bookmarks.
Ew.
People sharing how they organize and manage their many bookmarked websites on their preferred web browser.
I was going to say real because here's my thought process. I thought you were going to say real because this is a look around the room topic and you're reading a book on the subway and you're like, bookmark, let me write that down.
Who uses a bookmark, dude? You got a dog ear, are you 10? Like,
yo, what?
Are you a
You
animal?
Guys fucking use bookmarks? I will not.
I use an object. I don't have like the little hungry caterpillar bookmark that I had when I was 5, but I use a business
you
card
can't even
or
spell
something.
Spell caterpillar.
So I use the picture from the photo booth at your guy's wedding that Bree and I took.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
I have some.
Look
of those.
Who's a good friend.
Mine's on the refrigerator, not in a book.
Look who's a good friend and in love.
I just dog ear, dude.
That's crazy. That's not good for your books.
Did you talk to my book recently or?
Yeah, they said, ouch.
What are you, a book doctor?
So wait, did we ever get answer this one?
Yeah, wait.
I'm going to say fake.
It was fake.
Nice.
I'm sorry we all, including you, the listener, had to
had to do that.
Next one. / close call crapped pants. A spinoff of the main sub / close call, which just shows almost... you know, near misses, accidents that could have happened. This sub is for people to share the story of that photo finish that saved them a trip to the pants store.
I'm going to say fake, but
the
man,
photo
that's fun.
It's a photo finish, but it's just like their pants kind of like bowling out.
Just a front butt, but in the back.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say fake.
It's fake.
Close running call, away with this pants. One now.
Last two. Is it tieable?
8-6.
Yeah, it's still tieable. / chairs underwater.
Dude.
Another aptly named sub, but why?
I don't know.
Real.
I think it's gotta be real.
It's real.
Okay.
Well, people are like, I took this with my underwater drone today.
Underwater drone. You should underwater kill yourself.
That is something, though, that's
so mean
I can
that we're
see.
Laughing that hard about that.
It's shocking. That's
underwater
the joke.
Underwater chair. I could see me waking up in the middle of the night and just being on that for hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Truly. I mean, that's what Reddit's about. Last one, and I have a tiebreaker for fun. / bread stapled to trees.
Underwater kill yourself is crazy. Okay, go on.
The only thing I wrote for / bread stapled to trees, because again, it's self-explanatory, is Jordan, don't you want to join Reddit yet or what?
Why is this bread stapled to this tree?
At least not bread, is it stapled to trees?
I'm going to say
fake.
Fucking real.
That's real.
That's so
that
fucking
sucks.
Dumb.
Stupid.
I hate this.
I did a little Google of like the funny, what's some funny weird subreddits, and everyone's like, / bread stapled to trees. People just staple bread to trees.
Please do it, bro. Please. See if this gets in the boardroom.
Bro,
please, bro.
Please join Reddit. Okay, so tiebreaker for fun is, which of these is not a real subreddit? So there's four options, and one of them is a snake in the grass, and the other three are real subreddits with several hundred thousand posts on them. Relevant. / burps, / bonk, r/blop, and r/boink.
Blop. Fucking get blop boink out of here. Fuck's a blop.
Did you say boink? Why?
Yeah.
It is r/boink.
Hell
surprisingly,
yeah.
Not
boink?
A real sub. Boink, not a r/boink. Jordan, you could start it.
Bro.
You could
one
start
of us has a Snapchat.
Boink.
Is it you, Kyle? And it says boink. And there's like a thing.
Yeah, bonk. That's
no,
my.
No, that's bonk.
Oh, that's bonk.
That's a subreddit. r/bonk is
that's
a subreddit.
The bonk is my my contact ID for
fucking
Kyle.
Bonk.
You got to put it on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah, because mine is fucking mean for both of you. Great job, Kyle.
Wait, oh, yeah. Well, no, good job, you. Oh,
great job, me.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. My incense is going down. Let's go, dude.
It's going down.
Drake motto or state motto 2.0.
Okay.
For those listeners that don't know or maybe are new here, hi, I'm Jordan, and I have
welcome
been in Drake's top 1% of listeners for the past 4 years. Mans fucks. Lately, though, Mans has been fucking way less. But while his albums have not been totally doing it for me as of late, the poet, Aubrey Graham, otherwise known as Drake, still shells out lots of songs, which means lots of inspiring lyrics and titles.
So is this all lyrics from after the last time you did this?
No, dude. They're all over the board.
He's probably got like 40 songs released since he did that last one.
He has so much music out. And like most... Go ahead.
Where did Drake come from?
That's his middle name, Aubrey Drake Graham.
Okay, fair enough. I'll allow it.
The other side of this coin, U.S. states and territories. Odds are you found yourself in one at some point. But are you familiar with their slogan or motto? Do you know what the Latin translates to? I sure hope not. Today, I will be saying a phrase. You will then tell me if it is a song or a lyric by Drake or a territory / state's motto. Example.
Okay.
Excelsior.
New York.
Real state.
Real.
I'm on a roll like Cottonelle.
Missouri. Real.
The poop
state. I'm
going to
say Alabama.
All right. Opportunity for double points. If you think it's a state and you guess that state correctly, extra point. If you think it's a Drake song and you actually for some reason know the name of said song, extra point. FYI, a lot of these are titles of Drake's songs. I just didn't think you all would try to get a fucking
yeah,
that's
no.
Probably
if it ain't bet. Last name, I have a first name greatest.
Yeah.
Which well. I think he stole from Nevada.
Okay.
That was funny.
Which does get a mention in that song anyway.
What a mensch.
I'm like Nevada in the middle of the summer.
I'm resting in the leaves.
Wayne.
I need a pillow in a Drake or state.
That song fucks
motto. Yeah, it does. Love for today, plan for tomorrow.
State.
Drake.
North Carolina.
Drake.
Fuck.
That's
fuck
from...
you for letting me go for it.
Oh, do you know the song, Kyle?
No. I was going to say that's from, but the only thing I could think of, I literally can't even actually think of the bad example I was going to do.
God's plan.
No, it was the other
one. Count your blessings, not your problems.
Take care.
It's not that. Count your blessings, not your problems.
Drake.
My mother-in-law's throw pillows. Drake, yeah.
Yeah, it's Drake. Great job. Points on the board. Live and learn.
Oh, shit. I should be keeping score.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not.
I'm definitely not.
Okay, well, Kyle has two. Wyatt has one.
I have two. I know that much. But outside of that, I don't know.
Okay, you can go.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.
Live and let learn.
I'm going to say state and Wyoming.
I'm going to say Drake from the song Live and Learn.
Drake from the song Pound Cake.
Oh, that was my second guess.
500 million, I got a pound cake. Bigger than the bigger picture.
I feel like Drake is the kind of artist that has like full books in their annotations on genius.com.
Right.
Like every line, just like somebody spouting off how many like double entendres. And to be fair, Kendrick, same way.
Yeah.
Same exact way. Oh, did you hear the Kendrick diss track?
No, but I heard about it. I haven't listened to it. Is it good?
He dissed for all the dogs.
I mean, For All the Dogs wasn't good, but Kendrick can't come out of the woodwork, release a mid-ass album after like 100 years, and then say some shit.
What album are you referring to as mid?
The one that came at his last one. Or was it even Damn? An album, or was it just...
No, Damn. There's just been something since Damn, right?
Definitely. Damn was dope. And Damn so was the other
and
one.
And also, it came out a while ago, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was...
You guys are both fucking researching right now. None of this.
Yeah, the Mr. Morale and Big Steppers. I didn't give a shit about that. Yeah.
That wasn't him, though, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Sorry, I'm thinking of the one with Baby Keem. Yeah, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers was kind of
Nick
mid.
Is fucking screaming right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Baby Keem!
What was the lyric again or the statement?
I don't know.
Bigger than the bigger picture?
Bigger than the bigger picture. Someone has either heard that song or been to that state.
I'm going to say Drake, and the song is The Bigger Picture.
I'm going to say it's Bigger Than.
It's Drake, and it's from the song How About Now.
Wow, Jordan just fucking four-bangered.
Okay, so from here on out, anything that's Drake is the
They're
song is the song title. So
we're not giving double points because you just said that?
You can fucking go for it. John is his name.
Drake from the song John.
Parentheses is his name.
I'm going to say Drake again.
State. Puerto Rico.
That's not a state.
Dude, the amount of times I said state / territory in my fucking preamble is absurd.
I don't know.
I can't argue that because I don't remember.
I'm going to have to cut it out if he did.
Definitely do.
Yeah.
And then just at the very end after the intro, just put territory.
Yeah, right.
Fucking anyway, no points. Ready?
How is that their motto?
Ready? Hope.
South Carolina state.
State Massachusetts.
State Rhode Island.
Kyle gets a point because he was close.
A name, a motto short like they small.
So true, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Great work.
Have you ever been to Rhode Island?
I'm spinning a web. No.
Have either of you?
No, dude.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck no.
I've been to Oklahoma. I ain't never been to Rhode
Damn
Island.
Damn right. That Olive Garden, a memorial in Penn. Thank me later.
Find us there.
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. If that's a state, that's so annoying. From the song Thank Me Later.
God, dude. That's so annoying that you guys even... It's one of his most famous albums. It's called Thank Me Later.
That's not one of his most famous albums, is it?
It is.
Is that Sideways Head or is that Diamonds?
What?
Is that Sideways Head album?
No, that's Nothing Was the Same. That's my favorite album.
Then what's
Nothing
Diamonds?
Was the Same.
Drake.
Missouri.
yeah, that was Drake.
Okay.
Do Not Disturb.
I don't know what he can talk... Like, what states are...
Yeah.
How is John was his name Puerto Rico?
I'm still hung up on that.
I don't
that
know
one.
How that makes sense.
Fucking fact
also,
check.
Also, is this one going to be fucking like American Samoa or something like that?
I will tell
Guam.
You.
Guam.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico was the only answer that was not a U.S. state. The rest of them are U.S. states. I will say, if ever a 3.0 exists, it will be Drake motto or somewhere the fuck else in the world motto because these suck.
What was the line again?
Do not disturb.
I'm going to say Drake.
I'm going to say state. I think I have to. And I'm going to say Oregon.
Drake.
Fuck.
In Drake. Man, you guys got to listen to Do Not Disturb. So good.
Are you going to do this for every single song?
Yeah, or? I can sing a little tidbit,
too. I want you to go like, that's from this song. It's not that good. You guys can sing
that. Okay. Amen. Not Good two words.
You. Mississippi
word.
State.
I'm going to say, wait, what did you say?
Amen.
Amen.
No, you said two words?
I said it's not two words.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi's still a good guess. I'm going to say state Texas.
Drake.
How can you just say amen?
I don't know.
That's not even a slogan.
The name of his song, dude.
I know, but I'm saying for whatever. Shut up.
You guys guess state.
Yeah,
like
I
you're
know.
Mad
are
at you.
Are you ragging on us?
No, I'm.
Because you're not wrong. We should have known.
We should have known.
The people rule.
Delaware state.
I'm gonna say
a lot of
Drake.
Confidence there.
Drake from the people.
State Arkansas.
The people rule the Walmart.
A keeper.
Oh.
A keeper.
Drake.
Drake from the song Keeper.
Is Drake. It's a song called A Keeper.
Oh, boy. Eight. Kyle has eight. I have six.
Well, good. We have nine left.
Oh my God.
All right, let's hurry up a little
Jordan,
bit.
Jordan, why do you make yours so long?
This is why I can't ever do fucking 2.0s.
It's because he works from home.
Yeah, that too.
You do 30 questions.
Well, no,
marks.
I do it. I feel like I need to have at least 16 or 17, and I typically
and then,
get to 20.
And then, you know, an extra extra 15
well, if
just
gonna
to
do,
be safe.
If he's going
to
do 18, he might as well do 20. Then he's 20, he might as well do 25.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Basically 30.
Kyle, tell Jordan what... did with the 5,000 less thing.
Oh my God. So we're talking to this guy at work about, I'm saying like I support congestion pricing because car's bad. You know, my typical soapbox.
Totally. Sick
congestion pricing is essentially a fee that people would pay for coming into like Midtown, driving into Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
But basically, so I said this, and he was like, why are cars bad? Why do you think cars are bad? I was like, well, they kill about 40,000 people a year, every single year. It actually got worse during COVID when there were fewer people driving because people were just driving faster and killing more people. And he was like, yeah, but man, how many people die on bikes? And I was like, a lot of them when they get hit by cars and people driving too fast. And he's like, yeah, but like, let's say, okay, about 40,000 people a year get killed in cars or by cars. Let's say, what if like bikes killed like 35,000 people? That's like only 5,000 less. I was like, yeah, but they don't. They
yeah,
kill
well,
like
what is
they
this?
Kill like maybe two.
I think
people
man's
a year.
Found himself lost in this conversation. And
I think so
didn't
too,
because
he thought he really cooked by saying like, what if this made up statistic was only slightly less? Than,
right.
And so even in his mind of making up a statistic, he still was like. Well, bikes still kill fewer people than cars, but just not drastically fewer.
Cunt thought he ate with that one.
He really thought he ate with that
one.
So
you should we should have him on for sure.
So in summary, Drake.
Yeah, right.
Flights booked. Flights booked.
Oh yeah, that's don't look at me like we're on the same team.
All right. Ooh, I'm flipping.
There
Wyatt
you go.
Off
thank
now.
You. State. Florida.
Colorado.
Drake.
Shit.
From the song, Flights Booked.
Flights Booked.
From Flights Booked.
From
flip.
From Florida with love.
Drake.
I'm already behind. No, it's close enough, Drake.
It's definitely Drake, dude.
Yeah, I was going to be like, fuck it,
I was
going to
be like, what are you doing? All right. Club Paradise. Not Club Penguin. Club Paradise.
Club Penguin band percent speed run. Look that up.
Don't.
I feel like I could just tell people to look stuff up.
I'm going
to
say you could. I'm going to say State California.
I'm going to say Drake from the song Club Paradise.
Yo! Is Drake.
God damn it. All right, then I'm just gonna wing it.
Bob Dole out there.
Nah, dude, you got six left. You can't be six behind.
There are still six?
That's just crazy. Like there were nine. I'm not adding them, bitch.
It feels like you are.
It's the Infinite Hotel, but it's a boardroom list.
All right, Be Eternal.
Be Eternal.
Be Eternal.
Eternal.
We all, fuck us. We share the
it's
same
so
brain.
Us.
I'm going to say Drake. No, state, Massachusetts.
I was kind of thinking state, too, but I'm going to say state, Iowa.
State, Idaho.
Oh,
man, I was close.
Same thing, right? They're real close, I think.
In the alphabet, they are.
Yeah. See for yourself.
State,
for yourself.
State, Maine.
State, California.
State, New Jersey.
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah, it's kind of
That's pretty brave.
They're like, I don't know, see like, for yourself.
No, take the stereotype, please. The reality is so much worse. Right.
Work conquers all.
Soviet Russia.
Yeah, that 1984 Apple ad where they all gray and looking at the TV. Look that up.
Directed by Ridley Scott.
Wyatt knows. Yeah. Movie guy.
Well, it's cool. He knows Did that, really? But none of these are the right fucking
short
answers.
Film.
They have adskers. Yeah. They should not do that. We don't need these ad execs to be any more inflated than they are. What
you should watch
you
Mad Men. Work conquers all.
I have watched Mad Men.
State. Sorry. State.
Right. I'm going to say state Alabama.
State New York.
State Oklahoma, baby.
Oh, damn.
Work conquers all.
Cooler and warmer.
Drake.
Fuck you.
State.
California.
Rhode Island.
What?
No way.
I don't know what to tell you. Two more. What's the score?
Kyle has 13. I have 10. Is there...
There is a tiebreaker.
Is this kind of a goofy one where it's worth
no,
points?
I got fucked on that last time. And
you
I was
did.
Being lenient with you guys, but yeah. I'm not doing
you
this
You weren't
anymore.
Lenient. You were confidently like, yeah, and you lost. And now you're lights out. That's what happens.
Lights That's- out.
Lights All right.
out.
His
since
lights
way
just
back.
Turned out, folks.
Since way back.
State Connecticut.
I'm going to say Drake from the song Way Back.
Drake.
Fuck you for laughing, you cock.
Last one. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Ollie was on my side with that one.
No, he just likes Drake. He's listening to
He's
it.
He's a guilty dog.
By and by.
Hey.
By and by.
What is that song that goes by and by?
In the street.
Drake.
By and by.
Yeah.
That's not Drake.
Sure.
Drake.
I'm going to say state Missouri.
What did he say?
I said Drake.
He said Drake.
It's a state. What's your deal, Wyatt? Yeah. It's a state. It's Washington.
Washington.
State?
Yeah, state.
Interesting.
Wow.
All right,
I'm surprised you didn't do the motto for fucking Washington, D.C., Jordan. You're so fast and loose with it. He's like, oh, no, this is the motto for Congressional District 16 in Wisconsin.
Go listen to my fucking preamble, you oaf. Here's my bonus for
fun.
I just
wish there was a way to do that.
There's not. You can't re-listen to this episode when you're done.
Yeah. Here, if Wyatt gets this bonus, he wins.
I got to shut up before you finish your topic. I got to learn to keep my mouth shut.
All right.
You read the question. Read the question.
It's a 1 in 50 chance, believe it or not. Oh. Which state shares a motto and a song title with Drake?
Can you narrow it down at all? Or
give us a region.
The United
no.
States of America.
Is it an actual
contiguous?
State?
Is it an actual state? Yes. And it is a part of the Great 48.
Nevada.
Wyoming.
I'll give you a hint. It is called Forward. That's the motto. And that is also the Drake motto and the thing. So does that
Michigan.
Help you at all?
Michigan.
Kentucky.
Kyle was closest at first because of the W. It was Wisconsin.
Ah.
I already said Wisconsin earlier.
Yeah, you did. So it was off.
Well,
the
you can't
bank.
You can't do it twice.
I know.
Well done, Jordan.
Good job.
Thanks.
And good job to me.
I'm gonna go get a drink one more time.
Okay. Kyle, you gotta work on your
don't say
your
it.
Cable management.
Oh, I need to get Wyatted.
Yeah, I know. Folks, if you need any cable management done, I will do it for you for a nominal fee. I'm very expensive, but I'm very good, too.
He is very good.
That's kind of my niche at work. I do a lot of that, and Kyle does a lot of the technical stuff.
A lot of the knowing of things.
Yeah, right.
I could pay
Inside
you...
Inside us, there are two wolves.
Right. I could pay you in pizza.
Ooh, better than paying me in fucking Kirkland light beer.
Been there, done that.
Do you think
that's an I'm too old for this shit?
Yeah,
moment
for
right
sure.
There.
Do you think that? Did you have one of those beers night of?
No, and I get what you're driving at. I don't think they got a fair shake.
You don't think? Yeah. Do you think they could have gotten skunked by the time you went for them?
Possibly, because they did kind of taste like skunked beer, like horrible beer to begin with. Like
yeah.
It would be
right,
bad,
not
fresh.
Bad. I mean, not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I can't imagine, Jordan, we're talking about the Kirkland Light beer. Do you
gross.
Think like... Because it tasted like fucking vodka. Like it sounded. It tasted like
skunk beer.
It tasted
like
the alcohol had separated from the wheat or whatever.
The mash.
The mash.
Next time the Mama Papa Peak come to NYC, we could take them to Costco and get another rack.
Hey, I'll bring it back.
Mama Papa,
let's do it.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Okay.
All right, so I've won one and Kyle's won one, so this will be easy.
It's almost like we do it this way on purpose.
Okay,
I'm focusing now. Celebrity spokesman now. Or that's just gross.
This
friend.
Is gonna be tough for me because I know all the states, but I don't know any celebrities.
I know all the celebrities, I don't know any states. So I'm
so,
fucking
so there are a couple ways we can do this. So I wrote down
Ryan Gosling,
the product, and the celebrity that was associated with. Hawking this product.
Mint Mobile.
So, like, for example, I could do Ryan Gosling Fender guitars, and you would have to guess whether it's real or fake.
Oh.
I could do another thing where I could say that might get too complicated. I was going to say I could just say the company or the product, and then you could say this person, and it's real or fake. But I think I'm just going to make
it simple. I think the first thing you said makes
yes.
sense.
Yeah.
Okay. We Fit Helen Mirren.
Would.
Fake.
Jordan, my grandpa did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm going to say real.
It is real.
Come on.
Eat dicks.
Cool Whip. Jack Harlow.
Bro.
Real.
Fake.
Fake. Topo Chico. Danny Trejo.
I don't know who
just
that
cause
is.
Just because there's an O. He's Machete.
He's Machete.
Oh, that helps.
Fake.
You'd recognize him if you saw his face.
I don't watch
he's,
superhero
he plays
movies.
The grandpa in... Or he plays the uncle in Spy
Kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Does that help?
With what?
Topo Chico.
Fake.
It is fake.
I don't think they have a spokesperson.
Yeah, but they...
So like, we know you're fucking... We know you're drinking the neck out of this and pouring tequila in it.
Hey, shouts out to a ranch water.
I don't know if drink the neck out is a thing people say, but I love it.
Aquafresh toothpaste. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Real.
Fake.
Kyle, why are you so bad at this? It's real.
Because I don't believe these brands have spokespeople.
Mine's going to be... Well, it's not like a spokesperson. It's like they do a branded ad.
Yeah,
with
them. I get that. I know it's not like Billy Mays.
what could be?
Kyle sounds sad. He's like,
I know it's not Billy Mays.
Charmin, Kim Kardashian.
Fucking no
way. This is
going
to be really short,
bro.
By the way.
Fake.
She don't talk about poop. Fake.
You think about her shitting.
Both said fake. Yeah. It's real.
Oh my God.
What? Now I'm pissed and sad too.
And Googling. And
Crocs. Googling. Bad Bunny.
Wait, what?
Real.
What is it?
Crocs, Bad Bunny.
Real.
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 Bad nice. Bunny, bad dog.
Pringles, Brad Pitt. Pringles, Brad Pitt.
Does he do anything other than like cool shit, like watches and sunglasses?
Yeah. Some of these go back to like the 90s and stuff, by the way.
I know they just did Chris Pratt.
I know that sounds like Pitt, but it's not.
That ad sucked so
yeah,
bad.
It, did.
It was nothing.
It was just he has a mustache, I guess.
It's Super Bowl ads now are just, I think we probably talked about this back then, just after the Super Bowl, but like it's now just can you believe we got this celebrity in this ad?
Yeah.
It the celebrity doesn't do anything other than just be like,
they're
isn't
just
it
there
weird that I'm here?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the dumbest fucking thing. That's not comedy. That's not anything.
You guys know none of the big three American auto manufacturers had Super Bowl ads this year.
Yeah. It's also crazy that
really?
The,
I didn't
the,
know that.
That Bud Light waited so long. We're not going to get into the controversy, but like
we are
gonna,
drinking Modelo's. Why
it's into the
doesn't
they waited into the light. Third quarter or whatever to get into to do an ad. Anyway, Brad Pitt Pringles.
I say fake.
I'm gonna say real.
It's real.
Hell yeah, dude! I knew I liked Pringles. I would fuck that dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
We watched Mr. and Ms. Smith last night. God damn it! He's just so hot.
He's so hot.
So is
both
she, though.
Both of them. Honestly, both of them, that's like kind of peak hotness.
It's
for
the
both
hot.
Of them.
I think if there's one person on earth that's hotter than him, it's her. Maybe.
Who's sure. the other one?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina.
Oh, she is fine.
Foyne.
Foyne.
Yankee Candles. Anthony Hopkins.
No fucking way. Fake.
Fake.
That would be funny.
Epson Printers. Shaq.
Fuck it. Real.
That's real. I've seen that.
It's real. Fuck.
I was waiting for Jordan to answer. I was hoping he would be dumb.
Nintendo DS.
What'd you say?
Nintendo DS. Penelope Cruz. Another one of the just most beautiful people in the world.
Yeah, that's can't even fucking spell Nintendo DS. No fucking way.
What
fake.
Are you talking
was she
about?
Not, I think that's real because Jordan just said a mean thing.
I don't
it's
mean
real.
It against her stupidity. I mean it against like she's too hot to play Nintendo. People like us play Nintendo.
Jordan, you just said we. You don't play Nintendo.
You don't play Nintendo.
I know, dude. You picked it
also,
up.
Also, we don't call Nintendo.
Like
what are we? What are we? 50 years old calling it Nintendo?
Nintendo play.
You said
Nintendo,
Nintendo bro.
Play, I said Nintendo DS.
Oh yeah, dude. Fuck me for that.
Yeah, fuck you
it
for that.
It stands for dual screen.
What did you just say to me?
DS. It stands for dual screen.
Benadryl. Derek Jeter.
I didn't know that, to be totally honest.
Oh, shit. Derek Jeter took 40 Benadryl.
He's seeing the hat, man.
He's seeing the hat, man.
He's wearing a Yankees hat. That's a funny ad.
Yo, we should get a co-pilot to AI that. Me and Wyatt, one day at work, we spent legit like probably 2 hours just playing.
And if anyone, any of our employers are listening, no, we didn't.
This is why we don't.
You
talk
just said my lists are long because I work from home, and you did co-pilot for 2 hours at a real job.
We tried to get it to represent the morning show at the radio station we work at, but if Koopa Troopas were running the show. Speaking of Nintendo.
It's pretty crazy. They were pretty accurate.
It was pretty close.
They got the right logo. It's crazy.
But if you ask it to spell anything, it just kind of throws.
Yeah,
it's like
strange.
The first and the last letter, and everything in the middle is like gobbledygook.
Ew.
What did we say for this one?
Yeah, what is this?
Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah, the
Benadryl,
Benadryl one.
Real.
I'm going to say fake.
It is fake.
Fuck.
Ha! GNC Vitamins Shop. Timothée Chalamet.
Bro.
Fucking fake.
Bro ain't never heard of a vitamin, but I'm going to say real.
It's fake.
Good.
Fuck. Dude definitely needs a vitamin D supplement, and I can say that because I also needed one. All the hot guys need vitamin D supplement.
Uh-huh. Vitamin D is nuts. What's the score?
8-5.
Speaking of, in conjunction with Chalamet, because he's playing Bob Dylan in a movie,
yeah.
Victoria's Secret, Bob Dylan.
The bombshell, bruh. That's not fair. There's some inside baseball here with fucking Kyle, because he like managed at VS or something.
I managed to not kill myself. That's what I managed.
To not underwater kill yourself.
I managed to not cry.
Guys, Kyle worked at Victoria's Secret.
For 8 months. Guys, I have folded so many panties.
Ooh.
And I've only dated like 3 women.
Fake.
Real. Isn't that
what?
Strange?
They got the chinkies.
What?
You wouldn't get it.
The chinkies?
Cheekies.
Oh,
okay.
Cheekies. I thought you said chinkies.
I was based in the beauty room. I was also based in the beauty room.
You were based in the beauty room.
Got it. Centrum Multivitamins, Tom Hiddleston, Loki himself.
Oh, I couldn't give more of a shit.
Bark over there.
Loki, this vitamin trying to give me high key. I'm going to say fake.
It is real.
Wow. Sick.
This has been fun, you guys.
Thrasher Magazine. Owen Wilson.
Wow. I'm going to say real. Was it like for fake. Fucking Drillbit Taylor?
It is fake.
Damn it.
This is a little fun one here. This was for a Super Bowl ad. Tide Pods, Joey Chestnut, and Gordon Ramsay.
Bro.
Fake.
Fucking fake, dude.
Yeah, fake. Okay, I was just thinking that would be the dumb shit.
They literally like locked up Tide Pods.
Yeah,
but
tell me I'm not wrong that like a Super Bowl commercial would do that like 2 years after.
Definitely.
Right? Yeah. Like that would be like in 2020.
After
like
all, after any like thing that could be considered heat died down, they'd be like, okay, right. Now we can
let's
laugh at
do
ourselves.
It. Yeah.
And they would get Gordon Ramsay and another guy for, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Another like meme guy.
Yeah. So that was the last one. I've got a tiebreaker here.
Cool. What's the score?
We'll just do 10 it for fun, to 7. I guess.
This one's worth 4 points.
According to an article I found, as of October 3rd, 2020, the day the article was published, how many companies has Shaquille O'Neal done commercials
Ooh,
for?
That's a good cue.
I literally saw a recommended video essay that was like why Shaq is in so many ads.
Probably I saw an ad fucking today on Hulu.
And also he's a good, not a good actor, but like he's fun.
I'd like to do the movie Kazam where Shaq plays a genie and I'd like to get it right.
I'm going to say 48.
I'm going to say like 17. I think that's insane what Jordan said.
Jordan is almost spot on. 50.
Eat dicks.
I was really taking a swing there. I was like, this is
that can be for 4 points.
Yeah, that's actually for like thousands of points.
Wow, you get a bunch of unnecessary
points.
It's
because Shaq and I share height.
This
yeah, you're the size of his feet.
Dude, do you guys remember, was it a thing when you guys were in like elementary school for your friends to be like, yo, Shaq has this bed. He needs this bed because he's so big. He can't even fit in a king.
Stuff like
he
that,
gets
yeah.
four kings and puts them together, and he has the Superman logo on his blanket.
I went to the bed. I went to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Isn't it weird
Why?
That I've been there?
I wasn't going to say it, but then I thought it, and then you said
Cause we
it.
Because we were driving through Springfield, Massachusetts, and which is shocking.
Your dad's
they
around.
Have it.
Do you get, wait, why? Do you, never mind. Yeah. You're like, no, I'll go.
Yeah. No, we were just going through there, and they have like a big thing on the ground, like Shaq's, like an outline of Shaq's foot, and you put your foot in it, and it's just small. Yeah, because he got big feet.
You know what? I was trying to.
How big do you think his dick is?
Like, God, even if it's small, it's big.
Don't
you know
look
what
at
I
me
mean?
Like that. It's I'm talking about it like it's a fucking medical anomaly. First of all, let's snap for me.
Yeah, great job, especially after that.
Thanks.
But even
how big
proportionally,
you think it is?
Even if it's
how big do you think his dick is, and then just go. Do put the fucking theme song.
We talking over under 14 inches.
Under, under.
Fucking.
You think so?
I hate that you're
forcing me to ask the qualifier of
why
are we talking flaccid?
No, let's.
Are we
talk
talking
erect.
Full?
Are you
talk
talking erect? Okay, I bet it's close to 12. It's probably like nine
yeah,
or
give
nine
him
or
a,
10.
I'll give him a foot. That's fine.
He'll give him
But
a
I don't
foot.
Even think that it is a foot.
And he'll take a mile. All right. I don't know. That was just a question that popped into my head.
Sure.
Kind of genuinely curious.
But yeah, I've been to. I they used to have this.
Kyle's
thing.
Like, I've been to a Hall of Fame too. Like he's just.
Well,
to
I was thinking that me. it's like how the Football Hall of Fame is in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. Right.
So they that
I've also been to the tennis. I mean, fucking the Rock Hall of Fame being in Cleveland.
No, that
stupid.
One makes sense.
Why? Because so, Drew Carey's there.
No, because a fucking DJ. Yeah,
what if that was why?
A radio DJ in Cleveland literally invented the term rock and roll.
Okay, that's fair.
And then Memphis is all like, but what about us? And it's like, you have a pyramid that's a Brass Pro Shop and you're not even the coolest.
Fucking,
city
I think I read it's like the fifth biggest pyramid in the world, dude.
Cool.
Also, they invented the term electric guitar in Oklahoma. It says it on the billboards going to Norman.
It was.
Listen back to that.
Yeah,
app,
you got to get the callbacks.
Not a big deal.
Is that because that's where Lester Paul lived?
I don't know, dude.
Because he invented it using a train track. Now, the way trains are based.
Jordan, what do you got for to plug?
Sorry.
April 19th, I've got a new song coming. I haven't announced that yet, so I'm announcing it now. I'm doing that.
Wow, exclusive.
Yeah, that'll be April 19th, and yeah, that's basically what's
getting
up.
Getting it just in time. You getting it for Nick Johnson's birthday?
Exactly. You can get a little stony and cry the next day, too.
Sweet.
Is it a sad one?
It's not happy.
Oh.
You should write a happy song. Hey, Jordan, why don't you write any happy songs?
You sound just like my mother.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know why you need all that screaming.
Any shows coming out?
Not yet. There are things in the works for May and June, but nothing confirmed yet.
All right, great. Kyle?
The June still breaks the May, from what I've heard.
Nice. Listen to that song.
So I got stuff with my brother. I got stuff with my band Corner Son. We just finished up some vocals. And now it's all on me. I gotta edit. I got a mile of editing in front of me.
You wanna edit this episode too?
No.
Okay.
and then I think I might have mentioned this last time. I'm planning on just releasing some of my own music under the desk job moniker.
Fucking do it.
So I got to get some drums. I got to go back into Guilty Dog's studio and record some drums or some boom bap, you know?
Boom bap.
But that's all I got. And then, take it away, Wyatt.
Nice. We are going to be recording some birth control stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the band that I had.
Yeah, you should
explain
that a little bit.
I would have preferred Ear, Nose, and Throat Doctor.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, thanks. That's what I wanted the band to be named. Anyway, we're going to be recording that, but that's a later on down the line thing.
That's exciting.
Listen to this episode again. Share it with your friends. Rate and review 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.
Join the Discord room. And then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Join the Discord room.
r/TBRPC.
Link is in the episode description.
Jordan's going to make the subreddit.
Yeah. And
the
with
fuck
that,
he is.
Da-do-ka.
Dude, just do the outro.
Sure. This has been a Guilty Dogs podcast.